Amanda Barnes. She is the Williamson County Clerk and my guest this morning. Amanda, how are you this morning, ma'am?
I'm very good. Just a little bit been busy this whole last 40 days, but yeah. Doing good.
Well, she said doing good, and I was like, really? That's the best thing I've heard all day. Here's one that I thought you would enjoy. Just sent to me on the American Monument text line. It says, just finished voting in my polling place in Culp. Nearly no wait at all. The fine ladies there make it fast in every election. Make it fast and easy every election. Always very pleasant. So I enjoyed seeing that note. I'm curious, how will things? Things will appear different today when they go in to vote today in relationship to COVID. What will people see differently in the polling places today as a result of COVID?
Well, hopefully people wearing masks. We're asking everyone to. We've also got masks there that judges will be offering if you don't have a mask to wear one. Cleaning of pens, trying to stay spaced apart, just like we've been doing now for a while.
Well, I was thinking.
It sounds like everything has been busy. People are voting, and so I think people are out there voting today.
Yeah, they are, and I've got a lot of indications here, people saying. Mike from Marion saying at 6:30 this morning, he'd never seen in his life that polling place is busy at 6:30 in the morning. I was thinking when I go to the polling place when I get off work this morning, I'm taking my own pen.
Yeah, that, a lot of people are doing that. If you do, make sure it's a ballpoint pen, black ballpoint, not a gel pen or a marker.
Okay, that's good because I only use gel pens, so throw another pen in my pocket then.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what'd you see when it come to early voting? I've heard stories that you saw large numbers come through.
We did. We voted over 10,000, I think about 10,500 here early. So for the last 40 days, we've been doing that. So we were busy the whole time. This morning, it seems kind of quiet here. It's kind of odd. But yeah, we've had high numbers with that and the vote by mail ballot.
I'm curious, Amanda, if somebody requested a mail-in ballot and did not receive one, what should they do today?
They can go to their polling place and vote, and they just need to tell the judges that they did request a ballot but never received it. The judges will have them sign an affidavit, and they'll vote like normal. If there's any questions when they go to the polling place, because their name will be on the list. The judges are trying, looking at that list. They want to make sure and get everything right. If there's an issue, the voter or the judges can call us and we can look it up on our computer and see what the status is of the ballot for them.
Here's a question that came in on the American Monument text line. Does Amanda Barnes know anything about Election Day grace voting for those who moved and failed to register in time?
Yes. So our office here is open for that. If anybody still needs to register, change their address, update anything on their voter registration, they can just come here. They wouldn't go to their polling place. They'd come here to our office at 407 North Monroe Street. We can register them and let them vote here in our office.
All right. So requested mail-in ballots is one of the issues you've got this year. Here's another quick one. Can I go in? If I was not registered, I can go in and register today and vote. Is that true?
Yes. In Illinois, you can do that now.
Only at the clerk's office?
Yes.
All right.
In our county, only at the clerk's office. Only in counties over 100,000 would you do that in the polling places.
Okay, so that doesn't count for every single polling location. How'd you do on judges this year? I know that you were in a tight squeeze. Did you get enough to field everybody you needed?
I think we probably were down about 20 judges, which isn't real bad. We've got mostly five in all the places. I think there are some that with four, maybe a few with three, but we tried to fill them because I knew it was going to be a busy day for the judges. And if you go and vote, try to be patient and kind to the judges. It's a long day for them, too, as is for the voters.
Yeah, and great that they're able to do that, too. I mean, more people are texting me about what they're seeing at the polls. And here's someone, Kevin from DeSoto, who says, I always get to the polls before 6 a.m. This morning in DeSoto, there were approximately 30 people in line. Never before in 34 years of voting in DeSoto has there been that many people in line to vote. Many appeared to be young adults in their 30s. There has been a lot of passion this year. What have people been asking you, Amanda, about the questions for you when it comes to voting and obstacles or just questions they've had this year when there's been so many changes?
A lot of times they're asking if there's anything they need to take with them. It wouldn't hurt to take your driver's license just because if there's a problem with your signature, then you have that there. Plus, everybody's wearing a mask. It's hard to hear. If they show that to them, it's easier to see it than hear it sometimes when they're looking your name up in the applications. I mean, I'm not getting too many questions.
Well, here's a question for you then. I noticed some other counties, including Perry, had some polling place changes and moves. Have you had any of those in Williamson?
We changed some of our polling places, but we didn't have any last-minute changes. I think some of those you're talking about have been last-minute changes. We changed ours over a month ago, and we also sent letters out to all the voters in those precincts. But, yes, we've moved about 5 or 6 of our polling places.
We've got a follow-up question about the grace for people who moved and failed to do it in time, saying what documents do I need to bring to the clerk's office when I do this so that I can get this done?
You need to have 2 forms of ID, one with your current address on it.
Okay.
So 2 things with your name. It could be a piece of mail and then something else with your name on it, as long as one of them has your address on it.
All right. And so go out, exercise your franchise, vote today. It's one of the bigger elections, of course, we've ever seen emotionally, at the very least. We've seen the huge early response. It's an interesting, Amanda. I think the last time I saw was, 96 million people had voted or something along that line. I've got a new one here.
Wow.
Record 98.4 million early votes cast either in person or by mail, according to the U.S. Elections Project. You've seen some of that as well, Amanda Barnes. Today, if you're going out, you're concerned about COVID, they have masks at the site. They have hand sanitizer. Take your own pen. Mask up because, you know, you think, well, I'm fine. Yeah, but what if somebody's not masked up and they're not showing symptoms? So one of the issues that you've got to consider when you're going out. And a lot of people, I'm wondering, because if we've seen that much pressure on early voting, Amanda, and then the stories I'm hearing from people this morning about how packed it is, you and I have talked about this many times over the years. And kind of looked at it with a certain level of, disheartening effect of watching this, how small a percentage of people vote each year. Because I watch that number because I think it's intriguing. And I bet you we see a number you and I have never seen before. And you've been in that office or worked in that office for a long time.
Yeah. The last time I think it was 70%. So it'll be interesting to see if we beat that number.
And then what happens when over 70% of the people vote, too, because I'm curious about that as well. I think there's a level of engagement. And, of course, one of our people we're talking about, the young people coming in to vote, too. I'm more than a little bit curious about turnout. Amanda, any last-minute thoughts for any voter who's not voted today and they're heading out to exercise their franchise today? What's your last-minute guidance before you hit the polling place?
Well, all the polling places are open, and they're open till 7 p.m. today. Just go and be patient. It could be you might have a line.